What if I told you being opened is what makes you stand out?
Welcome to the Contagious Victories podcast. Each week, we talk inspiration, explore possibilities, and share insights from creative perspectives. I'm Tori Blackman, and I'm here to remind you that your purpose in life is to celebrate the victories, because victories are contagious.
Have you ever wondered why some content on the internet seems to stand out among the rest? What if I told you that the key to making your content truly resonate with your audience lies in being open and vulnerable about your own experiences and challenges? If you want to let more of yourself and your story shine through your content, then know this. The missing piece that you've been trying to figure out is trust. Creating a bond that goes beyond just words on a screen can build a level of trust with your audience that is hard to achieve through other means. Your content can pave the way for meaningful interactions that resonate with your audience and leave a lasting impact in their lives if you take the time to create a deeper connection. So if you're ready to develop the courage to truly open up in your next post, and go beyond surface level interactions, then you're gonna love this episode. Let's do this. So here's the deal. You're gonna have to share your true self. When it comes to creating content, it's all about finding our groove and embracing who we are. Let me drop some wisdom. Don't be afraid to show your true colors. Share your journey, your wins, your struggles. It's what makes you, well, you. Even though vulnerability may feel uncomfortable or scary at times, it's often necessary for personal growth and deeper connection. Embrace the discomfort as a part of the process and remind yourself of the potential benefits of being more open and authentic with others. Some of those benefits might include building more resilience and being better able to face challenges and communicate. You're going to want to start with small daily reflections. Before you can start creating content that is more vulnerable, take a moment to understand your own perspective, beliefs, and experiences. Think about what matters to you and what you're passionate about. Also, think about your audience and their interest. When you open up and create content that is more vulnerable, do it in a way that connects with their interests and values while still staying true to your own. When you express yourself authentically, others can better understand your perspective, and it leads to better mutual understanding and fewer misunderstandings. What you don't want to do is create content that doesn't resonate with them or you. Bottling up who you really are and pretending to be someone you're not can lead to stress, anxiety, and feelings of isolation. So it's important to play the guide in our audience's journey so that we can help from a place of confidence because we've gone through what they've gone through. Being genuine allows you to express yourself fully, which can lead to greater emotional well-being and a sense of fulfillment. In Dr. Meg Jay's book, The Defining Decade, Why Your 20s Matter and How to Make the Most of Them Now, she explains why the lottery question isn't exactly helpful. You know the one, right? It's when you ask yourself what you would do with your life if you won the lottery. Some might believe that by asking ourselves this outlandish question, then you would know what you would want to do in life. It's a fun question to ponder, but it may not be the most reliable way to determine your life goals. Have you ever thought about what you would do with your life if you won the lottery? What do you think? Dr. J counters with this. The lottery question might get you thinking about what you would do if talent and money didn't matter, but they do. The question we should ask is, what would we do with our lives if we didn't win the lottery? What might you be able to do well enough to support the life that you want? And what might you enjoy enough that you won't mind working at in some form of another for years to come? Her point of view is certainly a starting point for us to gain clarity about ourselves. All right, let's continue to learn how to develop the courage to be truly open in our next post and go beyond surface level interactions. My next recommendation is to develop a voice that attracts. Developing a writing and speaking voice that is both sincere and entertaining requires practice and self-awareness. Take it from me. It is not always easy to open up and share personal stories or struggles when creating your content. However, by taking the leap and truly opening up, you have an opportunity to connect with more people on a deeper level and create things that changes people's lives in a more meaningful way. So here's my courageous tip. When in doubt, add humor. In my opinion, that's the most courageous and vulnerable thing that you can do. And making someone laugh and feel good about themselves is definitely a way to engage with your community. Adding humor to the things that you create can really lift the mood on your audience's feed and make your content more enjoyable to consume. It's important to find the right balance, though, between sincerity and entertainment so that your wit enhances rather than distracts from your message. Another good way to captivate the people who are consuming your content is to incorporate storytelling. This is a great way to convey your message with honesty and depth, and like I said, also entertain your audience, whether they are listening to your message or reading your content via blog or Facebook post. Opening up means interacting with the right people at the right times in the right places too. In order to create real relationships with your targeted audiences, actively engage with them through comments, messages, and other social media interactions, like tuning into their live streams and sharing their content on your story and profile. Respond to their feedback, ask them questions, and address any concerns that might be going on in their comment sections to show that you value the content that they make. This is a good way to show that you are willing to interact on a more personal level. Remember, social media is a two-way communication street. In order to build that rapport and that loyalty, you've got to put in the effort and make your audience feel heard and appreciated. And I know for all you introverts out there, you're thinking, how in the world am I going to do this? Listen, if you flounder or fumble, it's okay. Just take a breath and embrace all of your mistakes, because if they're human, if they're not bots, if they're human, then they're going to be making mistakes too. Embracing your mistakes can strengthen these connections that you're trying to make, because it shows that you are real and that you are human just like everybody else. Well, except for the bots that are out there. And hopefully at this point, like me, your audience is just so sick of bots. All right, I think that's enough for this week. Remember, in embracing vulnerability and sharing your struggles, you can build a genuine connection with your online audience. Just open up in your content. The only thing that's missing is that trust factor. And by being open in your content, you are paving the way for more meaningful conversations and interactions and opening up the door for lasting impact with your audience. So right now, I pray that you have the courage to share your victory story authentically in your own way, however that may look, and watch as your content starts to stand out online. The key to success lies in opening up and letting your true self shine through. So I challenge you to do this in your next post. I've been learning lately that the most powerful stories are often the most honest ones. Over here at Contagious Victories, that's what we're all about. Having the courage to show up and share our authentic selves online. Because we know that the world is waiting to listen. So let's keep it real, keep it supportive, and watch as the Lord takes pleasure in our lives. I hope something good happens to you this week. And I hope these tips for opening up online resonate with you in a meaningful way. Until next week, I'm Victoria B. Glass, and I will talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Contagious Victories Podcast. If the show inspired you to share your own victory story, I'm here to tell you the world deserves to hear it. Submit it to me online at toriblackman.com. review, and subscribe if that feels right. Telling a friend about the show helps Contagious Victories to grow. Plus, we all appreciate a little sunshine. I'm Tori B. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you soon.